Greetings, this is Thomas McCarthy, Newbridge College, Ireland. Greetings to Scott and all of you working on this site. This is a homily coming up in a moment for Monday, February 9th. And I will begin with the text from St. Mark's Gospel and then the text of the homily. The title should be, Do Not Lose Sight of Jesus. And themes that I'll mention include the fringe of Jesus' cloak and allow the Spirit to fly and flourish. Beginning then with the text in St. Mark's Gospel from verses 53 to the end of chapter 6. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. Immediately the people recognized Jesus, we're told in the Gospel according to Mark. I would like to examine that statement a little, and perhaps this might help today's disciples, and especially you who have now logged on to the Word. They recognized Jesus. Did they know him to see? Was that how they recognized him? Yes and no, I would say. Some who had had occasion to seek him out before and ask his advice or receive his healing touch, these surely had reason to recognize him, and none more so than those whose blindness he has cured. The man who has just cured you is among the first people you've ever seen. Him you will never forget. But I think there are other elements in this story of the people recognizing Jesus as he came ashore from the boat. Each of us has his own or her own idiosyncrasies. We have our own distinctive voice and our local accent when we speak. But in Jesus' case, my own sense is that as soon as he stepped out of the boat, he was immediately at work, offering a word of support here, lending a hand there, just being around for other people and being ready as well as willing to offer whatever support he could. For anyone who had even heard about him, this would immediately have rung a bell, and they would hop back to the village and tell as many as they could interest. Jesus is here. He's at the shoreline. Come along and listen to him. Those who touched even the fringe of his garment were cured. And this is an amazing feature of the people's faith. If we even get that close and touch his clothes, the Spirit that is in him will touch us too, and we will be well again. What about us? Well, it may seem far-fetched to imagine touching the fringe of Jesus' cloak. The letter to the Hebrews advised us never to lose sight of Jesus. That's a start. Keep the Lord Jesus in your mind, in your heart, in your range of sight. Let him be there at the conference that you have within yourself and your own conscience. Let his voice be heard, the wisdom of God made flesh. That's guidance that no academy can dish out to any student. And for those who are practicing disciples and take Holy Communion, then we're even closer than those who touched the fringe of his garment. He is within us. His spirit of self-sacrifice lies within us. Our task is to make that spirit fly, flourish, to love others and bring them along too, even as far as offering to them the chance to touch the fringe of Jesus' garment.